Welcome to Reinventing You. I'm your host, Danielle Silverman. I believe that in today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are and what you believe. This show is where you'll learn how embracing change and reinventing yourself will help you navigate any disruptions and lead a life of happiness and fulfillment, especially in this ever-changing world. Your purpose and your meaning will drive your personal transformation. As I like to say, it's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it. Reinventing You starts now. Opportunities don't happen. You create them. I wanted, as usual, to start with an inspirational quote. But, you know, I found so many that it was really hard to choose one good one. So I decided to start off with this one from Chris Grosser. But don't be surprised if I sneak in another two quotes or one or two quotes here and there during this podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Danielle Silverman, and you're listening to Reinventing You, the show that helps you reinvent your career. Opportunities don't happen. You create them. It's very profound. The Great Resignation has had a great impact. Yes, great, has had a great impact on the work and career landscape in North America. According to federal statistics, more than 50 million workers left their jobs in 2022, more than in the previous year. And the trend appears to be continuing. Despite tech layoffs, despite raising interest rates, many people have left their jobs. And they've left their jobs mostly in order to move on to another, perhaps more satisfying job. See, people today are looking for meaning. In fact, today's world sees people regularly changing jobs every 2 or 3 years in order to advance in their careers. It's something we didn't see even 10 years ago. It used to be taboo to jump from one job to the other every 2 or 3 years. Today, it's an advantage. It means you have that much more experience in different areas. So if you are voluntarily leaving your job, or for whatever reason, make sure that you have a plan to land where you want to be. In other words, create your next opportunity. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, how you strategically build your career. The first step is to know yourself really well. Now, I hear some people saying, what in the world is she talking about? I don't need to know more. I know myself. Ah, but you do need to know more. You need to be able to position yourself in such a way that the people you meet immediately know who you are, what's important to you, and what you can provide. What is your superpower? Your superpower that is different from anybody else's superpower. Remember that you are unique. There is no one else like you on this earth. And you have to figure out exactly who that is so that your superpower stands out among the crowd. So what can you do to figure out? Well, you can take some assessments. There are personality assessments. There are interest assessments. There are career assessments that exist to figure out what your interests are and where you might land. There are a variety of exercises. You can also figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. And I'm laughing because it's traditionally these are questions that you're asked in an interview. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And quite honestly, I think those questions should be banned from the interview process. It's easy enough to find out what your strengths and weaknesses are by asking situational questions. And so I find these questions silly, but you do need to know what your core strengths are and what your weaknesses are as well, so that you can talk about them in a situational way. And by the way, it's not a bad thing to have a weakness. What is important is how you react to that weakness and how you will show that you have been able to correct whatever it is that you happen to do. And you have to figure out also what your interests are, and you have to know what your long-term career goals are. In today's world, that's very difficult. We don't plan 5 years ahead of time. We don't plan 10 years. I don't think we should even plan 3 years ahead of time. But you still have to have some idea of where you're going, and that's what we're going to talk about. So from this, you need to also know what your vision is and what your values are. The self-assessment that we're talking about, all of these things that I've just named, are going to serve as the foundation for your strategic plan. Just as you would create a strategic plan for your business, you can also create a strategic plan for yourself. So let's start with vision. What kind of world do you want to live in? That's the question I want you to ask yourself. What kind of world do you want to live in? When I first started doing this for my business, I thought, I want to live in a world where there is no war, where there is only peace. And I'll share with you later how what I do fits into that vision of the world that I have. As a career coach, most of what I do is help people find their purpose. And also align their careers with their values and with their aspirations. One of the things you can do to try and figure out what your vision is, or to expand on your vision, because you may have some idea of what it is, it may not be 100% clear. One exercise you can do is to engage in a visualization exercise. So imagine closing your eyes and simply imagining your ideal future. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Take note of every detail that stands out for you. This visualization can help you create a mental image of the kind of world you want to live in. Allow yourself to dream, even if that means swinging the pendulum in a completely different direction, in something completely out of the box, but something you've always dreamt about, something you've always wanted to know about, but were too afraid to go there. At this point, all we're doing is putting out ideas and trying to figure out what this vision is of the world that you want to live in. So at this point, I would say, absolutely dream. Do not let yourself, don't even think about what the consequences would be, or whether you would be able to do that sort of thing or not. It doesn't matter, because eventually the pendulum will swing back to a place where you are comfortable and that is absolutely right for you. But you can't get there unless you allow yourself to think outside of the box and to dream. As Gloria Steinem once said, without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. So now that you have some image in your mind, you can explore your values. And the two are very closely linked to values, or guiding principles, whatever you want to call them. What is it that you hold most dear? What is it that is most important to you to follow? I have to share with you that I recently attended a training that explained how to build a business strategy as an entrepreneur, small business owner, or a solopreneur. The most important lesson I took away from that was that before you do anything else, you need to have clarity. When the presenter introduced his values, what he called his principles, his first principle was, a confused mind says no. Hence clarity. If you don't have any clarity about where you're going or what you want to do, your mind will be confused and you won't be able to get there. So that's what the first part serves to do. Your values or your guiding principles and your vision of the world you want to live in. We're going to talk later about how you fit into that bigger vision of the world you want to live in. And by the way, that's another thing that I learned recently. A vision is not just a vision for your company. It really is. Take it way, way back and much, much bigger. into the entire world, into the universe, what is the vision of the world you want to live in? So let's go back to how a confused mind says no. Now, tell me that isn't true. It is. In business, or when you're looking for a job, you need to present yourself in such a way that people immediately know what you stand for. It has to be clear. It has to be clear for you, first of all, or you will not be able to clarify it for others. In other words, it has to be simple. And it also shows, this technique can also show that values or principles can be much more than a single word. You know, when you ask people what their values are, they usually answer by honesty, trust, empathy, reliability, all of those things. That's one word. And it may be very true. But think about what you want to be in your work. Do you want to be clear and understood? Do you want other things? What are the guiding principles that help you move forward in the world? You need to think about in greater detail. Let me quote to you two other principles that I was introduced to last week. One is, business is a game of trust. Building trust takes time or connections. So the principle is that trust becomes a value, and the time it takes to make connections is part of that value. Another one is, results follow decisions. This is really interesting because we always think that we have to make a decision in order to get results. What this is saying is, no, it's the results that you get that will then inform your decisions, whether you should stay in that same track or whether you should change or what you should change. So get the results first and then make the decision. So take your time, reflect on your values. What is most important to you? What kind of world do you want to contribute to? Ask yourself questions about the social environment and economic issues that matter to you. By identifying your core values or your guiding principles, you're going to start to see a bigger picture of the world that you want to create and the kind of work that you want to pursue. So now that we have a better understanding of the world you want to live in, you need to determine what role you want to play in this world. What is your mission? What is your unique value proposition? We know this term from business, from marketing, from sales, your unique value proposition for a service or a product. Well, you are that service or product. So what is your unique value proposition, your superpower? What is your mission in this world? So you heard me talk earlier that my vision of the world I want to live in is that it's a world that is in peace, where there are no wars. And I happen to believe that if people are happy, they will not want to cause wars. So my mission is to have people find work that matches who they are, so they can live a happier and more fulfilled life that will bring meaning and peace to themselves and to the world. Somebody else might have interpreted this statement, I want peace, no more wars, and done something else. I want to become a mediator on the world stage, work for the UN, whatever that is their mission. My mission is to make people happy in their work so that they will have meaning and that will bring peace for themselves, their family, their friends, and ultimately the world. So to create that mission, think about what specific talents and experiences you have that set you apart from everybody else in your field. You're also going to want to consider the skills and talents you possess and how they can contribute to making your vision a reality? What type of work aligns with your values and aspirations? Remember, you're still thinking about the impact that you want to have on the world. One of those skills, or some of those skills that we talk about very, very much, we've always talked about them, but they're coming up much, much more often today, which is actually not surprising, but at the same time, welcoming. I'm really very, very pleased and happy to hear from everywhere how important soft skills are. Soft skills. What's a soft skill? Communication is a soft skill. So I heard a quote from Warren Buffett, who was speaking last year at the Berkshire Hathaway annual shareholders meeting. And he emphasized that sharpening your skills, your soft skills, is a great way, get this, to keep inflation at bay and stay ahead in your chosen field. Buffett said, whatever abilities you have can't be taken away from you. They can't be inflated from you. In other words, this high inflation doesn't matter. Your soft skills are not going to change. They're not going to inflate. They are there. And so therefore, and this coming from Warren Buffett, the best investment by far is anything that develops yourself and it's not taxed at all. I love that. He also said, investing in developing your communication skills can improve your value by 50%. 50%. You can have all the brain power in the world, but you have to be able to transmit it. And that transmission is communication. So what are some good communication strategies? Storytelling is one of them. Telling inspiring stories, because believe it or not, that builds trust. The billionaire Richard Branson wrote in 2016, I know that may seem a long time ago, but it's just as true today. If you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, you also have to be a storyteller. The other thing you can do is use metaphors. So that helps turn an abstract idea into something everyone can understand. Clarity, simplification. Other thing that's extremely useful and that a lot of people have difficulty with is being good at positive confrontation. Most people see confrontation as being scary or bad. I'm afraid to confront the person. I'm afraid to have an argument. But the reality is that you have to look at what your needs are and then face the situation with ease, with some preparation and with understanding what your needs are and generally being interested in what the other person's needs are so that you might be able to find a common ground. So knowing yourself well is a critical first step on the road to building a strategy for your career. Your vision, your values, your skills, in particular, your soft skills. We'll talk about other skills a little bit later. But once you have that better understanding, it's time to research potential career paths that align with your interests and values. So what can you do? You can look up job descriptions, what the required skills are, what are the typical trajectories that people follow in your chosen field. And there are some really, really good and incontrovertible ways of doing that. In other words, you can't go wrong by doing these things. One of them, of course, is networking. Now, I did a whole podcast on networking. It's not something to be afraid of. You can go back and listen to it on Transformation Talk Radio or on my website at reinventingyou.com. Networking with professionals in the industry, because they're going to provide and invaluable insights and advice. So you're going to need to leverage your entire network for help, for referrals. Referrals are still one of the best ways of finding out about job openings. And you know what? Companies love them because it saves them a whole lot of time and money. There is also no harm in telling people that you're looking, or at least that you're researching. But remember that you're still at the researching stage. So you're not at the stage where you're saying you look for, where you're asking for a job, because if you ask for a job and the person doesn't have one, they're going to feel bad because they don't have anything to offer or to give you. So networking is about helping others. It's about finding out what's out there. So researching, talking to people, as many people as you can. It's actually, believe it or not, a numbers game. The more people you talk to, the better your chances of landing a job faster. The other tool that's incredibly powerful is LinkedIn. Did you know that LinkedIn is the largest social network out there? I think you're allowed up to 30,000 connections on LinkedIn, and I think Facebook is 5,000 or something like that. And LinkedIn was originally started to help people who were looking for work. It's perfect. If you can take a course on how to best use LinkedIn, that would be extraordinary. I know there are some really great ones out there. And I would highly recommend it because you'll understand what it means to how to use it effectively. It is a very, very powerful tool. One of the things you need to do is to post regularly on LinkedIn. This will be where you showcase your passion for your industry and the unique superpower that only you have. Engage with people. When you get a comment on one of your posts, respond to it. Go back to that person, look up that person, thank them for having posted, and engage in a conversation. It's all you're doing. And it's all online. There are no risks here, right? Leave interesting comments on other people's posts. I can guarantee you that your next employer will be looking you up on social media, most likely on LinkedIn first, but also on other social media. So use LinkedIn to its most powerful advantage, but also make sure that you're consistent in who you are across all your social media. So don't post anything that's controversial, rude, or negative, as it might play against you. Employers do look up potential employees in their social media. The other thing that's extremely important as you're planning your next career move or beyond is to research companies. Take the time to thoroughly research a company. So that means reading annual reports if they exist, reading articles that are written about the company, especially the most recent articles. When you put in a company's name or a person's name in Google, there's a menu at the top. And I think the first menu on the left says news. Well, if you click on news, that will give you the latest information, the most recent information about that company. Look for connections within your network of people, for friends, acquaintances, who may know someone in the company you're interested in, and so that they can provide you with firsthand information. And it's very easy to find because you just type in, you know, either that the position that you want or the company you want, and you'll get a whole list of names. And you'll see if you're connected directly with that person, it'll say first. If you're connected with that person through one of your direct connections, it'll say second. So you can go to your first connection and say, hey, I understand that you're familiar with
you're familiar with so-and-so, like you have to excuse me, the dog is suddenly very, very active. This happened to me, by the way, on my very, very, very first podcast, and it was extremely embarrassing. So we apologize. So this is all about finding. So what I'm saying is that if this person, if your first connection is connected to somebody who works in the company that you're interested in, you can go to that connection of yours and say, would you mind introducing me to so-and-so? And most people will be happy to do so. The goal is to find out as much about the culture of the organization. And if you don't like what you're learning, what you're hearing, what you're reading, that means you probably don't want to work there. The other thing that you have to do is set your goals. Now, you probably know about SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Break down your long-term goals into smaller milestones, making sure that they're realistic and achievable within a specific time frame. And that time frame, by experience, should be measured as a range. So if you're saying in 3 months I want to do this, and you haven't achieved it after 3 months, you might think that you will have failed. But if you say to yourself, I want to achieve this in between 6 and 12 weeks or 6 to 10 weeks, then you give yourself some leeway about when you might be able to achieve this. And you don't get down on yourself if you haven't been able to achieve it in 6 weeks. So I said earlier also that soft skills were very, very important, but we also need to talk about the other skills that you might need to work on. And for that, you're going to need to maybe enroll in courses that are relevant to you, attend workshops and conferences, read some relevant information about your industry, look at magazines online that speak about your industry in particular, or your type of job in particular. If you're a project manager, there is a project management institute, but there must be a magazine or something that you can subscribe to. The more you invest in yourself, in your own education, in your own understanding, in your own interests, in your own values, the more you will be prepared to tackle any changes that come your way, whether you have initiated those changes or those changes have come to you through someone else or something else, okay? Like COVID, for example. It was thrown upon us all of a sudden, and we didn't know what to do. Well, we figured out. Think of all the speakers out there who could no longer go out to venues and speak. They immediately took up social media, took up the virtual world, spoke through a camera and through a computer, as I'm speaking to you today. The idea is from there to develop an action plan, a step-by-step guide to achieving your mission. The other thing also is to track your progress. Keep a record of the things you do and the people you've talked to. And remember always to thank the people or follow up on what was said during a meeting. Sometimes looking for a job is a numbers game. I said that earlier. And I don't mean how many CVs you send out. But the more people you speak with, the more you network, that's the best way of going forward with a strategic plan for your career. And I say it again because it's worthwhile emphasizing. Another thing that most people really do not do is celebrate their achievements. I want you to acknowledge and celebrate every single one of your achievements, no matter how small, because this is going to reinforce your commitment and your motivation to work towards your vision. So celebrate. It doesn't matter how small. You made a telephone call this week. Yay! That's fantastic. That'll give you the motivation to make another phone call tomorrow. And maybe two the next day. Why not? And you also need to remain resilient and adaptable. And I did a whole podcast on self-care and resilience. And once you learn to embrace change, you're going to be able to weather anything that comes your way. Being resilient, remaining resilient, means that you are continuously putting yourself first. And I don't mean that in a selfish or egotistical way. Remember, when you take a plane, when there's drop in pressure, you must take the mask and put it on yourself first. That's because if you're not well, you cannot help others. So you must be sure that you're taking care of yourself during any difficult process. And job search or career planning is a difficult process. Every day, I speak with someone who says that they'd like to bring more meaning in their life. I'm not surprised. The pandemic has made people stop and think about what is important. The answer is often rooted in what truly happens to you. What do you care about? What would help bring meaning to your world? What can you do to make the world a better place for you, for your children, for future generations? But given the complexity of change in today's world, it's not always easy to figure out how to go about doing that. I specialize in helping professionals, middle and senior managers who are looking for a new career direction, something that will bring meaning into their life, into your life and your work. I help you develop clarity so that you can acknowledge and embrace your vision, awareness on what needs to be done to get that vision, a method of implementing your vision, a way of continuously maintaining your edge and thriving on your chosen path, whatever that might be. I'll leave you with a quote from Steve Jobs, something he said at his Stanford commencement address in 2005. You've got to find what you love. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do great work. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle. And if you want to help in finding that great relationship, don't hesitate to call me, Danielle at Reinventing You. Here's to your career reinvention. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Reinventing You with me, your host, Danielle Silverman. Tune in on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Join me and feel inspired and optimistic about your future. We only get one life, so embrace change and thrive with me. Find work that aligns best with your soul and what you enjoy. For more information, go to reinventingyou.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.